conducted in accordance with the law, and handled with diligence and competence.
Robinson's next court date was set for October 30th.
ABC's Alex Stone reporting. Police in Michigan say they are still searching for a motive in Sunday's deadly church attack in Grand Blanc, with four people killed, along with the gunman also dying in a shootout with officers. Federal authorities today say they're investigating that attack as targeted. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. This is ABC News. One of the country's largest private employers is warning about artificial intelligence.
Walmart employs about 2 million people. And now the CEO of that company says the majority of those roles will change as generative AI becomes more prominent. However, the company says it plans to keep the size of its global workforce steady over the next 3 years. Walmart has already begun integrating AI into some parts of its business, like a chatbot named Sparky in the company's app. However, most major AI companies like OpenAI remain unprofitable. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A recent study from MIT finds more than 95% of AI pilot programs at businesses deployed have failed to increase revenue or save costs. In North Carolina, a stowaway found dead Sunday in the landing gear of an American Airlines flight arriving in Charlotte from Europe. In a statement, American Airlines says we're working with law enforcement on its investigation. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Well, it wasn't a win, but it wasn't a loss either, as the Packers battled the Cowboys in overtime last night to a final score of 40-40. It was Micah Parsons' first return to Dallas, and he wasn't shy about sharing his disappointment. Parsons said giving up 40 points, no matter where you're playing, is unacceptable. The only tied game in NFL history to put more points on the board was the 1964 matchup between the Raiders and Patriots at 43-43. Another new candidate for governor, Missy Hughes, announced her campaign this morning. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Hughes has served as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation since 2019. She left her post about a week and a half ago, rumored to be entering the gubernatorial race. Here's how her first campaign ad released this morning begins.
I'm Missy Hughes. There are a few things you need to know about me.
Missy's a Democrat who understands the economy.
She spent years growing Wisconsin businesses.
And worked to strengthen main streets across Wisconsin. The biggest thing, I'm running for governor.
Hughes emphasizes her business background and says that is what sets her apart.
I spent 17 years as a dairy industry executive, growing Organic Valley to $1 billion in sales and keeping Wisconsin family farmers on their land.
She now joins a crowded field running for governor. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Final score, 40-40. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cowboys and the Packers battled through overtime, only to have the game end in a 40-40 tie. It was Micah Parsons' first game back against the Cowboys. What was his reaction to the draw?
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm pissed off. I'm very disappointed. You know, I even told Jordan to the side, you know, thank you for having our back today.
So the Packers are now 2-1-1 heading into their bye. Did the Packers do anything different? I asked Cowboys defensive lineman Kenny Clark.
Yeah, it was all the same. I mean, same stuff we expected. 1-2-1 is way better than 1-3.
Baseball, the Brewers beat the Reds 4-2, and now they wait to find out who they'll face in the playoffs. When did they realize that they had turned the season around?
We were going to lose our third game in a row, I believe, in Pittsburgh on a dreary, cold day, and we had 3-0-2 doubles. It was a grinder day, and then since then, I don't know what our record was, but it was really, really darn good.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Green Bay.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
WGBW. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. in. So why on earth should I moan? Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping.
Rough night last night, and then to end in a tie, you gotta be kidding me. It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. So let's make it a good Monday today and do some winning with our Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest. This 1 o'clock keyword hour has the keyword of necklace. N-E-C-K-L-A-C-E. No spaces in there. You don't have to capitalize anything. Just necklace. That's what you're texting through that Civic Media app with WGBW. And you have until 2 o'clock to text necklace to go for the green and gold. Good luck.
WGBW. 2025 deserves these tunes too.
Reaching for you.
Timeless Hits on 97.9 WGBW. So this is either how out of shape I am or how in shape I am now. I had a bunch of oranges and I was making some homemade orange vinaigrette dressing yesterday. And so I was juicing them all by hand in one of those little, you know, round glass juicer things. And so I cut them in half and I was twist and push down. And this morning I woke up and I'm like, oh, my right arm kind of feels weird. And I think I have like a little bit of a little muscle in there. So all of a sudden I'm like the Hulk with my right arm from juicing oranges yesterday. So now I need to do the other arm. I don't know if I can do it left-handed. Have you tried to just eat with your left hand if you're right-handed normally? Try that today. See how that goes for you.
Find what you love. Love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer. Thousands of wines. Guides in the know. When price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly. B21.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Missing Lou Rougani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
97.9 WGBW welcomes the Everly Set, a celebration of the Everly Brothers, to the Ashwaubenon PAC on Southridge Road, Friday, October 3rd. Hear the music of Don and Phil, the Everly Brothers, performed live at the Ashwaubenon PAC by Sean Altman and Jack Sculler. Wake up, little Susie.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up.
All I have to do is dream. Bye-bye, love. Kathy's Clown.
Here he comes, that's Kathy's Clown.
Till I Kissed Ya.
Never felt like this until I kissed ya.
And more. Tickets available at ashwaubenonpac.org or listen to Dan Marcus Mornings on 97.9 WGBW to win tickets. The Everly Set.
I've got my pride and I know how to hide.
A celebration of the Everly Brothers at the Ashwaubenon PAC, October 3rd, with 97.9 WGBW.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Them grow, they're like much more than I ever knew. And and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Another local news update is on the way in moments right here on WGBW.
Bye.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Republican candidate for Wisconsin Governor Bill Berrien has officially dropped out of the race. The news broke last Friday afternoon, just days after reports that Berrien had followed numerous sexually explicit accounts online, including a non-binary pornography performer. Berrien has been a vocal critic of the transgender community. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that Berrien unfollowed several accounts in recent days after the newspaper asked about the matter. According to the Berrien campaign website, the 56-year-old former Navy SEAL is ending on his own terms. In the official dropout announcement, Berrien called the newspaper's report a major attack piece, claiming they, quote, painted a salacious and sensational picture that was clearly targeted to force me out of this governor race, unquote. Berrien's departure leaves U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, who got into the race on Tuesday, and Washington County Executive Josh Shulman as the only Republican candidates. There are numerous Democrats running. The primary is in August. Starbucks recently announced they're laying off 900 employees and closing hundreds of stores nationwide, including here in Green Bay. USA Today published a preliminary list, and it includes four Starbucks locations in Wisconsin: Fox Point, Rothschild, Wauwatosa, and Green Bay. The Starbucks on the list is located on South Oneida Street. Starbucks said employees were notified last Thursday. Some stores already closed as early as this past weekend. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News. Green Bay.
It is going to be another warm one today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We could see a little fog overnight, our low dropping into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Brother, what's up?
This is a hey, big party, man.
Yeah, I brother, can dig it.
Solid. Right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. Signs. Don't punish me sister. With brutality. Sister. Talk to me sister. So you can see. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's
Right on. Right on.
Let's go for the green and gold. I'll give you that 1 o'clock keyword for our multi-state text to win contest. Again, coming up here in about 10 minutes on Local News and Timeless Hits. We're 97.9 WGBW.
My love is warmer than the warmest sunshine, softer than a sigh. My love is deeper than the deepest ocean, wider than the sky. My love is brighter than the brightest star that shines every night above. And there is nothing in this world that can ever change. Happened to my heart.
7.9 at WTBW, and we are inside a keyword hour as we go for the green and gold with your multi-state text to win contest. My name is Laura McKenna, and I am rooting for you. I want you to win not only the $200 in cash, but also the gold necklace. That's our daily prize today. And you'll also go in the drawing for the grand prize, tickets, indoor club level seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota November 23rd. And all you have to do to get entered is text this 1 o'clock keyword. It's necklace. Remember, I just said you could win a necklace, a gold necklace, as we go for the green and gold. So text necklace through that Civic Media app with WGBW. I'll spell it out for you. There's no spaces, no funky things in there. It's just N-E-C-K-L-A-C-E, necklace. Necklace is your keyword, and good luck. Text it now through the Civic Media app with WGBW.
Hey, did you know that you could test drive a car to help fund breast cancer research? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And Drive for a Cure 2025, it's almost here. It's on October 4th, beginning at 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at your local Bergstrom Buick GMC of Green Bay. And all you got to do is test drive one of their featured vehicles, and they'll donate $1 for every mile driven to help fund breast cancer research in Wisconsin. Plus prizes, giveaways, and free food and refreshments. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Felt Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Once again, necklace, N-E-C-K-L-A-C-E, necklace is your 1 o'clock keyword as we go for the green and gold with our multi-state text to win contest. Don't forget to text necklace before 2 o'clock through that Civic Media app with WGBW.
I see the breaks of light.
of music, 97.9 WGBW.
What you're running to or from, all I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what will grow. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down,
With the rain in my shoes.
Rain in my shoes.
Searching for you.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. What another fun Monday in the books. And Eric Westfall is coming in next to take you through the afternoon. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
If you listen to us at work, the time will go faster. Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
And I know that it's true.
sail.